Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm thinking maybe today we'll discuss the greatest radio morning shows of all time, since we didn't do that yesterday, even if that's what the title says. Al, what's going on? Well, you look like
Jerry.
You're freezing.
Yeah, it's chilly in here.
Well, it's always cold in here. That's why when people ask me, they'll hit me up on social media sometimes and say, hey, dummy, it's 88 degrees outside. Why are you in a hoodie? You know why? Because Boomer and Geo put this studio at 60 degrees. That's why.
It is always freezing in here. Two items I saw from social, or not social, but on YouTube yesterday, things that came across. Are you familiar with the phrase quiet quitting?
Nope.
So I kept seeing videos of this, YouTube videos on quiet
quitting. Sounds lovely, though.
Yeah, so I was like, I asked Grok this morning, what is quiet quitting? And it said, quiet quitting is doing your job at work, but just doing the minimum.
Oh, okay. Well, I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, so it's like, you're not quitting, but you're not trying to get ahead. You're not going to do anything extra. You're just doing the minimal requirements where you know you're checking the boxes.
So you're doing what they're paying you to do.
Right. And so there's different ways that people are looking at quiet quitting. So
okay.
People are looking at it that way, like, this is what I'm paid to do, and I'm not going to do anything extra. I'm not going to try to get ahead by doing more than they're paying me to do. For example, like I no longer answer emails when I'm not at work. That might be something where people might have done in the past to try to get ahead in life, but instead they will only do it during work hours. And they call that quiet quitting.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I don't have that much of an issue with that either. If you're happy where you're at, then you're not looking for advancement.
Yeah.
And you're not, you know, you don't have big goals in that with that company. They're paying you to do the job and go home.
Yeah.
But you got to do the job.
Yeah. I always think of it too. Like if you're if it's a job versus a career. So if you want to have a career in something and you're
looking for advancement.
Yeah, you have to do more than your.
Well, you got to stand out.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think of, like, sometimes I think too, where I would do more work at home to make my time at the actual office easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't, and this job is different. This is a career. Yeah. This is what I like doing. So, like, on Saturday morning, I get up, I look through the news, I save some stories. Sunday, I do the same. I might even on Sunday write up some of the stuff from the weekend so that when I come in Monday, I don't have as much to go.
You're not sifting through the whole weekend.
Yeah. Now, I could not do any of that and then on Monday morning come in, but I'd be either missing a ton of stuff or I'd have to get here earlier.
You're in a different position from, and I'm not poking fun at all. I'm trying to draw a line between the difference what you do and what I do. So for me, as long as I'm watching the games, I feel for the most part well-informed and I know what I'm doing Monday morning. There's not a lot I can do until I get here. For you, it's more than that. You're looking for fun stories, sports adjacent stories.
Yes.
You know,
the guys,
for the most part, the guys have the games on lockdown. You know, it's that ancillary stuff that, yes, if you came in on Monday and you're trying to sift through 60 hours worth of what could be material, you'd be overwhelmed.
Yeah, it'd be overwhelming.
For me, I don't really do any of that until I get in because mine is game heavy or storyline heavy. The one time I do it will be like Sunday night when we have an event in Long Island. Anytime we've got a show that's not in this studio, I try to prep as much as I can at home because my work environment is just so different. The way I type and search, and it's more difficult. But for the most part, I think your job is probably, I think you're well suited to do a little more at home than here.
Yeah.
And then you leave earlier.
Correct.
You know, because that's part of your day all of a sudden.
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm doing stuff. I try to do stuff kind of throughout the day, a little bit here, mm-hmm. a little bit there. I look a little bit of the news, see what's going on. But no quiet quitters around here, Jerry, right
there. Oh, we do. No, there are
quitters.
Yes, there's plenty of them, actually.
I mean, like, just in this studio right here.
Well, it's just me and you, so we're good.
We're good. Another interesting video came across my YouTube feed yesterday, and I even printed out, Jerry.
Wow.
Because I wanted to give the guy credit who did this. And his YouTube channel is called Gen Existence. I think it's like it's Gen X Existence. Gen Existence. And the description is of this man's YouTube channel, Real Talk for Men Over 40. Ready to Build a More Meaningful Life. Hosted by Jeff Nupple, psychiatrist and Gen X guy who's lived it. This channel's content is intended to be educational in nature and should not be considered medical or mental health advice.
There's the disclaimer.
So the basic part of this video that I caught that I found very interesting was that he believes that men from Generation X, which you and I are, and I guess anyone over 40 is in that category,
yeah.
is that we were told in life, don't be a quitter. Right. So he said in sports,
mm-hmm.
in your work job, in your relationships, like don't be a quitter.
Mm-hmm. Quitting sucks.
Quitting sucks. But that we carry that on through our entire lives. And there are times when you should quit something. Like there are things that need to be quit. Yeah, but
smoking, drinking, sure.
Well, he means even like other things other than bad habits. He broke it down into three.
You broke up with Gina, didn't you?
I did not.
Okay.
But he broke it up into three different types of endings, he's calling
mm-hmm.
endings, that we should consider quitting.
Before the end.
Yeah, like before the end. Like it's okay, he's saying, that there are certain things in life that you can stop doing and not be considered a quitter.
Okay.
So he had broken it down in this video to three different types of endings. So he said you should end things that got you this far but can't take you further.
Uh-oh. I'm going to be unemployed in a half hour.
Yeah, so like So he does bring up jobs in this thing too, where it's like you are gotten to a point, some people get to a point in their jobs where the job is boring and it's not fulfilling anymore. Mm. And it's not carrying them to where they want to go.
Yeah, I've heard that before, sure.
And that there is nothing wrong in quitting doing that. That doesn't make you a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The second one.
So that was actually one of the three. Okay.
One of the three, yeah. Things that got you far, got you this far, but can't take you further.
Which is great. The only caveat to that is you better have something lined up.
Or he's even like using it in examples like, let's say you joined a meeting group of a radio play-by-play guys.
Okay.
And you get together with these radio play-by-play guys every Thursday. And you guys just talk about the industry. But when Thursday comes, you're like, oh, I do not want to go sit down with these mm-hmm. guys anymore. That may have helped you early on in your play-by-play years when you're trying to get jobs. But that no longer is helping you.
It's not beneficial.
Not beneficial, but you feel an obligation to keep going because it did help you in the past.
Okay.
He's saying, you know, you can quit doing these things.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Another thing you should stop doing is things you've outgrown but feel guilty about leaving behind.
Okay, I'm interested in this one. Like what?
I'm trying to think what examples he used. Things you've outgrown but feel guilty about leaving behind. Well, let's think about this, Jerry.
Okay, top of my head, I can't think of anything.
Things you've outgrown but feel guilty about leaving behind. Oh, this he gave examples of could be friendships that you had when you were in your 20s that maybe no longer help you or you're no longer fulfilled by them, but you feel obligated to keep helping and meeting with and hanging out with people.
Okay, well, that's not an issue.
That's not one for you.
No, is it for you?
No. Things I've outgrown but feel guilty about leaving behind. No, I don't have that one.
I feel no obligation to talk to anybody.
And then this is an interesting one. This is the third one he brings up. So we have things that got you this far but can't take you further. Stop doing those. Things you've outgrown but feel guilty about leaving behind. And the third one, things that are already over but you're still pretending they're not.
So that's relationships, I would bet, in a lot of cases for some people that are going through the motions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, I think with all of these in this video, he gave examples of jobs, relationships, and then other things as well.
I don't think, and I'm sure this is a very good...
It's a very good video. I'm going to send it to you, Jerry.
Yeah, I think the examples, these are terrible. But I do think the way you're describing this channel is a very good channel. I think the three that we brought up today, though, it's more, I think people, I don't think it's a couple that's in a bad relationship. I really don't think most, not saying all, I don't think most men are afraid of ending the relationship because they'll feel like a quitter. I think it's more, it is financial hell.
Could be.
And it ruins lives, meaning kids' lives, and where do you live, and I mean, I have friends that I know really do want to get divorced, but can't afford to do it financially. Mm. And it will cause so much just anguish in their life that they don't give a crap about being called a quitter at all. You know, I think, but it is a very real thing if you have the thought about ending a relationship and not being able to do it because either A, financially it's an issue, or B, you're too good of a person at heart. You don't want to put someone through the agony. Maybe they're not expecting it and you feel awful about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has anything to do with quitting though, personally. But I do think this channel sounds very interesting.
The financial part could fall into all of them too, right? So it's like if you feel like you've gotten to a certain point with your job and mm-hmm. you're not going to go any further, it's yeah. not fulfilling to you anymore. Unless, like you said, unless you have something else lined up,
yeah.
you're going to just keep...
Has nothing to do without quitting.
...going through those motions.
Because if I would think, and I'll just use you for an example right now, if in fact, I'm trying to think what would be a big program. Let's just say Fox, because they've obviously thrown money out. They've had new programming. If Fox Sports came to you and said, we have a new morning show, we're going to try it again. And you know, the money in TV is really good. And we'd like you to, you're going to be the lead producer on this brand new sports show that's going to feature Brian Urlacher, whoever, it doesn't even matter. And Man Cow. There you go. A couple of weird names.
Brian Urlacher and Man Cow show. Yep.
And we're going to give you 5 years, $1.25 million, $250 a year. $300 a year. Name the price. You're going to leave.
Yeah.
But if at the same time you feel Al felt stale at his job with no job lined up and still 6 years away from retirement, theoretically, could you? Yes. You're different because you're single. So you have more money, I'm sure, put away. But let's say you had a family and kids and paying tuition and a mortgage. You're just going to go to your wife and say, I tell you, hon. And your wife's making like $40,000 a year. I'm just not fulfilled at work. I'm quitting. Are you really doing that?
No.
Because while sure your back will begin be put against the wall, and some people say that's when sometimes you end up with a better situation. Well, I tell you better be right. Because if not, that house is going up for sale real quick and your kids are getting pulled out of that school that you're putting them through real fast. I don't think it has anything to do with quitting. I think it's more a matter of what, like, I got nothing lined up. There's got to be some semblance of what do I do next? Rather than just say, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I do think there's something like there are people who will never quit anything because they feel like they'll think of themselves as a quitter.
Maybe.
And then we all know other people who are always, the next thing's always going to be the best thing and it never pans yeah. out.
And we never hear about those stories. The stories we hear about are the ones that I bet on myself and I won. All right, what about the 9 out of 10 that lost?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like we kind of probably all have people in our lives, and maybe this is just in their personal relationships where it's like, oh, you got to meet my new girlfriend. She's terrific. She's so great. And then the next time you talk to them, that person's gone. And then
yeah,
this
we broke
next,
up.
Yeah, and then this next one's going to be, oh, this is going to be the greatest. At some point, you're like, we're not interested in meeting your girlfriend
yeah.
until you're dating her for a couple of years, and then we know.
Right. Get through 6 months and then call us.
Yeah. So I feel like those are the two extremes. People that don't ever want to quit anything. And then people that are constantly
sure.
quitting things.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I guess he was just saying it's maybe more difficult once you get in your 40s.
It is difficult.
To when you, quit things.
And I would even say, because most people in their 40s, if they're married, usually have children by that point. Once children come into the picture, everything really changes. Because even if my wife hated me and she wanted to divorce me, okay, but we still have to see each other numerous times throughout the course of the year because we have a family, like we have kids together. There's no clean break. If, and I don't mean to you guys as an example, I'll use Eddie. If Eddie and his wife split up next week, they never have to see each other ever again. They can get their attorneys. They can split everything 50-50. She can go live with her family in Maryland. Eddie can go move to Montana when he retires. And that's his ex-wife. And maybe there'll be an email once in a while, maybe a phone call. But there's no obligation to ever see each other again. But if Eddie and Marion had children and they've got a 10-year-old running around, a 15 and a 20-year-old, all right, well, how are we dealing with Thanksgiving? What's Christmas like? It's his birthday. Who's got who? You know, it's just more complicated. It's not that easy.
Yeah, having an ex-wife seems weird.
It's got to be difficult. Yeah, it's got to be really difficult.
This is someone that you decided we're getting married. You went through with it.
Right.
You lived all these years together. And all of a sudden, that's just over. That seems...
Yeah, well, and how many of these celebrity types? Like we were talking about William Shatner the other day, where he's on his... he just got divorced from his third wife. Now, reading into that, I believe his second wife passed away. He was only married to her for 3 or 4 years. The other two were divorces, and he's actually thinking of getting married again, if he's okay, healthy, I don't know. That's an odd one, because you do it over and over again. Like, you're not learning. It ain't working. Like, at some point, maybe the problem's you. Maybe do this again.
I go through different phases of that, like, where people that are married, like, 3 and 4 times, where I'm like, why would you get married? And then another part, like, I heard Pam Anderson, of all people, talk about this. And she said that, she says, listen, I believe in love, and I'm going to give that another shot.
And she's just hoping that the next one's the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that way of looking at things, too.
Yeah. It's like a hopeless romantic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And which is fine.
Like when you say at the vows, till death do us part, and it's the third person you're saying it to, and you truly believe it.
But then the question I would have, and I think guys would... Maybe this channel deals with this. I don't know. I would think guys are more apt to do this than women. Why get married then? Like, what is wrong with just being as close as two human beings can be without that? I mean, a vow, you know what a vow is? A word. Like, honestly, so many people don't make it to death and they do each other part. So the vow is a meaningless word. It's only valuable for the people that actually do end up together until they die. For the other, again, 50% of people, it's a meaningless word. I would get the sense more, I don't know this, but I would think more women want the wedding than men, but I don't know.
I would think that's true.
You know, because whether there's a ring on your finger or not, if you're happy with one another, then you're good. You're a couple.
They say gay and lesbian married couples divorce less.
Yeah, because they're like-minded people, I would think. That's why I've always said the whole opposites attract thing is a bunch of crap. I think the opposites attract thing might be right in terms of physical sexuality, maybe. But if, I've always said this, like if you're a pig at home and you're throwing clothes all over the place and you never, Lysol the living room and you never Windex the windows and you don't care if there's dirty dishes in the sink and you marry someone who's a neat freak, how do you really think that's going to go well over the scope of a relationship?
No,
it can't.
I think it's an interesting attraction thing where I think we sometimes like to see in another person the opposite of us in ways that we go, boy, I wish I could be a little more like that. So
a little more.
Yeah, a little more. So somebody who is very shy might like somebody who's more of the life of the party type, just because, like, boy, I wish I could walk into a room and just talk to random strangers and laugh.
And I agree with everything you just said, but now here lies in the problem with that. Saturday night, it's 8:30, and the shy, not life of the party person, whether it's the guy or the gal, doesn't matter, is settled in and they're ready to watch whatever. And all of a sudden the text comes in. Hey, you guys around? We're heading to the wherever, this bar. And, there's free shots at 11. And the life of the party is like, let's go.
Right.
And the other, no. There's friction there.
Yeah. That's why I think the initial attraction.
Yeah.
But then the reality of life on that.
Is that you're not the same.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be the same. I think what you said is right. A little bit of difference in the two. But ultimately, you have to have a lot of likenesses, like a lot of commonalities. And if I love going to Citi Field to see the Mets and my wife hates baseball, that's going to be a problem. If I love playing golf and my wife despises it and golf takes 6 hours out of your day on Saturday or Sunday, you think that's going to go well every weekend?
No.
There's no way. Now, I don't think you want Gina doing everything you do. There's got to be some separation. But there's got to be something in common that you guys have, a good handful of things that is going to help drive a relationship in the right direction.
Yes.
You know?
It's complicated, Jerry.
It is complicated.
Men are from Mars. Women Hard.
I would
penis.
Love to rewrite that book, in you know, because I actually read that, not all of it, but I read most of it. Even some of that's nonsensical. I mean, they really, they want you to just be submissive to your partner.
It's is that right?
Honestly, they basically, I haven't read it in a long time, but I remember reading it being like, you just don't want me to be a man. And in some cases, you want the woman to be more like a man. It's like, but I love the premise of it. I would love to rewrite that.
Yeah, I hate when I see a thing, it'll go like, happy wife, happy life.
I hate
life.
That. I despise that. So I what about the husband?
Yeah. Yeah, what about him?
I had a friend of mine once. You talk about guys very unhappy in their marriages. And he used to rail on that saying, because that's been going on for years and years. And, you know, he's like, yeah, my wife's happy. You know who's miserable? Me. I hate her. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude, relax, dude.
Yeah.
They're still married, believe, which is amazing to me. But they've never been a happy couple, I would say that.
Yeah.
They've kind of just appeased one another for, like 20 years.
So they fall into this category of things that are already over, but you're still pretending they're not.
Yeah, I actually think that was over a decade ago.
Yeah.
And yet they've kind of kept on keeping on.
They're not quitters, Jerry.
Well, that they're not.
That's the important part.
You know what they're also not? Happy.
But they're not quitters. That is the most important thing. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a football Friday. We'll know if the Yankees advance. We will get you ready for the Giants and Jets and cool games and all that fun stuff. We'll be here at 5 a.m. tomorrow. So!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.